Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Help us to hear, to understand, and to work out your word in our lives for your name's sake. Amen. Please sit down. In the first couple of months of each year, we have what we call Thanksgiving Sunday. And as we're about to have a series from Mark's Gospel, I thought it good that we turn to Mark to hear some of what Jesus said about giving. So that's why we've got this reading from Mark chapter 12. Hopefully you've still got it in front of you. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 41, as was just read to us. Like us, Jesus didn't mention giving all the time. But just now and then, like us, he said something helpful and direct. Like here in Mark chapter 12, verse 41 and following, which says, verse 41 says this: Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. I think the first and obvious point from that is that giving is part of being one of the people of God. Giving is part of being in the people of God. Now, the occasion here, Jesus needed to sit down. He was in the center of Jerusalem, and there was a good place by the temple to sit down. And that place overlooked the place where people brought their gifts for the work of the temple. That's where Jesus sat down, and so he watched. And all of the people of God were coming and putting their giving into the treasury, big chest or whatever in the middle of the square. It is what they did if they were people of God. Obviously, they were the Old Testament people of God, and we're in New Testament times now. But for New Testament people of God too, like us, giving is part of being one of the people of God. Now, in Jesus' time, some people like to show off their large gifts. In some aspects of our society, the same is true today. Some people like to make it obvious that they're giving large gifts. Businesses or individuals. And the same was true then, and it says many rich people put in large sums. Large sums thrown into the temple treasury would have been shiny and noisy and very impressive. But very interestingly, Mark reports that Jesus is less impressed. His eyes haven't been on the big bags of money. Jesus' eyes were caught by a sight which was much less impressive to most people, but very impressive to him. This lady, verse 42. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. And Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." So the poor widow may have been less impressive to many people, but to Jesus, she was most impressive. For one, the poor widow also knew that giving is part of being one of the people of God. You know, I think it might have been easy for her to think giving is something that richer people do. I'm not so rich. So, like lots of money things, she might have said, giving is more difficult for me. I'll leave the giving to them. I'm sure there'll be enough without my gift. My gift will make hardly any difference at all. I'll leave it to them. And I think it is easy to think like that, isn't it? But that's not faithful. It's not a Christian way to think. The poor widow was a person of God, just like any other person of God. She was one of God's people, so she was called to give, and she was glad to give. It's a part of being one of the people of God. So there she was, alongside everybody else in the temple treasury, giving her gift. And secondly, it seems that the poor widow knew this very well indeed, because she gave generously, which is why Jesus remarked on it. What does he say? Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. Now, we know from the way it's reported that her gift was actually, in absolute terms, one of the smallest. 2 small copper coins. But Jesus calls it the biggest. Jesus is impressed by her generosity. So this begs a question. How can we know what generous giving is? How does Jesus want us to measure it? The Old Testament people of God measured it by a legal definition. The law said a tithe, 1/10, which is a challenge to do and easy to understand. And the tithe is a good starting point for us as New Testament people of God. But it's important to note that Jesus' approach wasn't to rely on the law. When Jesus commented on the Old Testament law in the Sermon on the Mount, he showed that it was just a starting point. The law says this, Jesus said, and I say to you, a bit more, understand the attitudes, go the extra. It's the same here. And there are 2 ways to measure generosity, which come from Jesus' comments on the widow in the temple. First of all, we need to notice that generosity is about a good proportion, not so much a good amount. And secondly, generosity should feel like a sacrifice. So generosity first is about a good proportion, not so much an impressive amount. I guess other people in the temple yard at that time would have been most impressed but with the large amounts which thudded into the collection box. But Jesus is most impressed with such a good proportion which is in the widow's gift. The widow put in just 2 small copper coins, but that was most of what she had, says Jesus. Her gift was a very good proportion. So, applying this to ourselves, when we give, let's consider the amount of our income and focus on the proportion. 10% was the measure in the Old Testament, good starting point for us, the New Testament people of God. When we consider giving out of our monthly income or our annual income, or out of our total wealth when we write a will, we're helped by Jesus' focus on a good proportion. That's Christian faithfulness. Generosity is about the proportion more than the amount. And then finally, generosity should feel like a sacrifice. The poor woman, out of her poverty, gave all she had to live on, says Jesus. That sounds like a sacrifice. In the following days, she'll have had to miss out on whatever it is she was living on. And although she was pleased to give generously, she would have also felt that sacrifice. She'd have felt it at her next mealtime or her next opportunity to buy something to replenish whatever had run out in her store. Feeling the sacrifice is no bad thing, says Jesus. In fact, he's telling us it's a good thing. Christian giving is good if it feels like a sacrifice. Contributions out of our abundance are one thing. Much more, says Jesus, is the generosity that feels like a sacrifice. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this little account of a momentary happening in the temple courtyard, but one which struck Jesus so strongly that he gathered his disciples round to make a point. And we thank you for that point, Lord. We thank you for Jesus' teaching, his example, and his power and energy working in us by his Holy Spirit so that we might hear him and follow him in all good things. Thank you, Lord, and be with us as we fulfill his word for your name's sake. Amen.